So welcome back to everybody. It's nice to see all the old faces. If I haven't gotten a chance to say Shalom Aleichem to you personally, it's because I guess either I was learning or more probably you were letting anyone disturb you. All the new people, welcome to YU, welcome to Elzman. It's a good thing that we have Elzman this year. It's the first year that there's an official Elzman. That was a sham of the Weiter and Weiter. In a few weeks you'll probably appreciate how much you enjoyed Elzman without having anything else. We'll leave it at that. I'm going to ask Kasha, not my Kasha, the Quran asks the Kasha, the Quran in the end of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah. It's a very simple question, and you know the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Ba'ad B'Prak Me'olam Nidon, B'Chag Al Ha'amayim, B'Atzeres Al Peres Ilon, B'Pesach Al Ha'atvua, and Rosh Hashanah Kol Ba'Yolam Ba'am L'Fanav Kivnei Maron. Ask the Ran the following kasha, and it's a gevaldik kasha. It's very simple. Each of the three things that relate to the agriculture correspond to something that relates to that time of the year. Chag is, Sukkot is a time, something that has to do with water happens on Sukkot. That's when it starts raining in Eretz Yisrael, it's Sukkot's time. Fruits start developing, Shavuah's time. Tevuah is ready to be cut, that's why the Omer is brought on second day Pesach, is Pesach time. So you understand why the Olam is Nidon on those Zmanim. Asks the Ran, why is it that Adam is Nidon on Rosh Hashanah? What is it about the Zman of the year of Rosh Hashanah, of Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei, that's Mechayiv, that the Adam be Nidon at that time? So he says it's very simple. He brings a Chazal. I'll read you the Chazal because the Lashonos are fascinating. Brings the lashon of the psikta. The Rosh Hashanah Nivra Adam Harishon. Shah Rishona Olav Machshava. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it was Olav Machshava to create Adam Harishon. Shniyah Nisyayitz Malachei Ashares. Right, Nasa Adam Belashon Rabim. Bishlosha Konas Afaro. Gathered all the dirt to make Adam Harishon. Bedalad Gavlu, he made it into Play-Doh. Behei Rikmo, he made the gave more tzura, bevava so gola, made it into a figure, bezayin zark bo neshama, vayipach ba'apav neshamas chayim, nefesh chaya, beches, the eighth hour of the day, this is on the first day of, this is on Rosh Hashanah, beches, the eighth hour of the day, hichnis l'gan eden, b'tshiyis, the ninth hour of the day, nitztave, not even the eight hadas, basir is sorach, he ate from the eight hadas, b'chas is the 11th hour of the day, I guess it's 5 p.m., nidon, B'shtemes, or 4 p.m., depends on the beginning of the hour, end of the hour. B'shtemes, say, the very end of the day, the first day of Adam Rishon's existence, Yotza B'dimus. He went out clean. He got Mechila. That's the case, says the Ran. It's very simple. Why Adam Rishon is Nidon? Why Adam, all of humanity, not just B'nai Yisrael, but all of humanity, Kol Bayolam, is Nidon Rosh Hashanah? Because Adam Rishon was Nidon on Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah he won. So it's a Zman that from Tchilas Yimei Breishis is a Zman that's miyuad for Din and Kapar B'din and Hatzlacha B'din. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that day as the day that's appropriate for the rest of history to be Nidon. And this is Gevaldig, if we paskin like, well, we know this Machlok is a Velozer of Yeshua when the world was created. So if the world was created in Tishrei, it was created in Tishrei, then Avada, this all makes sense. But the world is created in Nisan, the Nisan Nivra Olam. So, Hadra Kushal Dukta, B'lashon Haran, Hadra Kushal Dukta, why are we Nidon on Rosh Hashanah? So now he gives the following Torah. So we'll do some math. Vav Sivan was Matan Torah. What's Vav Sivan plus 40 days? Shavuos HaBetamuz, good. Shavuos HaBetamuz, Moshe came down. What did he see? Chayta Egel, broke the Luchos. What happened? Next morning, Yid Ches. See Yidches Tamas, he goes up. What's 40 days after Yidches Tamas? Chavtes Av. That was a week or two ago. He came down the second time. At this point, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please be Meratzah for us. Now he goes up the next time, the next day, what's after Chavtes Av? Rosh Chodesh El. Goes up the third time, asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Zman, now this time it's Rashi HaTorah points out, This time it's an Eitz Ratzon. And he's there for 40 days, and that ends when? Kippur, of course. And that's when we actually get, that's Matan Torah, of course, not Vav Sivan. Matan Torah is on Yom Kippur. Luchos Shniyos actually get to Bnei Yisrael. They don't just end up on the floor. And that's the day that Slicha Mechila, Kate's Slicha Mechila, for all of history from then on. Says the Ran, and this is, I don't understand exactly what the Ran means, so that's why, since Yom Kippur is going to be the Kate's of the Slicha Mechila, a week before that, whatever, 10 days before that, Kodesh Baruch is already in a good mood, as Kimat his Lashon, so that's why Al Dehak Kodesh Baruch, Barov Rachamav, decide to be Dan Bnei Yisrael, Dan Klai, Dan, I'm sorry, the whole world, at a time when anyway he's Ki'ilu in a good mood, as he started at that time in history after Chet HaEgel, and that's why we're Nidon on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't, the math doesn't work so great. You can look at the right inside, Daf Gimel Adav Pidape Harif in Rosh Hashanah. The end, the last five words of that Ran, he says the following. He talks about the two Zmanim, the two Minhagim that start Slichos. The first Minhag, the Minhag that Ashkenazim have from Chafei Elul, is, he says very simply, why do we start Chafei Elul? Well, whatever. Around Chafei Elul. Because the first Mahalach, that Adam Harishon was Nidon on Rosh Hashanah, so Bria Solom was Chafei Elul, so that's when we start saying Slichos. That's Kimat our Minhag. But the other minute, the Svaradim, who, I mean, I don't know how to say unfortunately or fortunately, because they're fortunate enough, because they're actually thinking about Rosh Hashanah for a month, and we sort of have to work hard enough to remind ourselves. Mil yesh mekomos shemakdimim be'echad be'elol, to say shemakdimim, meaning they wake up early in the morning, that's the achenu be'esvarad. Yesh smachim in hogan lefi shabo hischilu mem yom shen sratza kadosh baruch l'moshe. Rosh Chodesh El was the day that HaKadosh Baruch, who started being the sratza, to be mochel klal Yisrael. Now this is sowed that Rosh Chodesh Elul, as from Zman of HaSinai and afterwards, is Zman of Yemei Ratzon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting to find favor again, or Klal Yisrael is finding favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes during this time from Rosh Chodesh Elul. We'll see a little bit of the halachas, sort of halachas, more attitudes and avoda that's going to come out for Chodesh Elul. I don't know why, but of all the Sifri Halacha that made it big for Yom Noraim, Chayei Adam was, I think, the one. The one. He explains the Vidu in Yom Kippur, he mamash explains the Vidu, the Asham, the Chatan, everyone. He took all different examples of Chatan, explains it, and he has a beautiful Arichus starting from Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, the very beginning of Haktam to Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. You get to Yom Kippur, beautiful. Arichos is kedai to be ma'ayin. Certainly, come Ases Mitzuv in the Chayod in the end of the book, where he talks about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I want to read to you the first shtickle in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and it's going to sort of echo the esodus that the Ran articulated. Ba'avas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amo Yisrael, hirbo leheitiv osana v'tzivanu lashuv lefanav b'chol eis shenechta. It's interesting that when he starts talking about tshuva. Usually, when we think of tshuva, our attitude towards tshuva is always one of bitterness, of, you know, angst, anxiousness, bitterness. For the lashon of the ba'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Am Yisrael, if you look at the shayt tshuva, min hatovos sheheitev HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Amo, the way they're looking at it, it's always min hatovos ba'avas. I heard a shmuz on a pre-El shmuz, an Erev Chodesh El from Mashgiach of Chevron. I was in there, so I just got back last week. Mashgiach of Chevron gave a shmuz in Yerushalayim, so I went over to the shmuz. I wanted to hear what he had to say, so I'm glad I could share something with you. I'll tell you the words that he used. He said that which we perceive tshuva as being something that's like, you know, that bitterness, what that is that's the Yetzer Hara dressed up in a long black frock, big black hat, and a long white beard. The Yetzer Hara dressing up like that. So we think it's a good thing to feel all about tshuva, but okay. You see the lashon of the Chazals, Ba'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Min HaTova, it's fine, weiter. Mikom HaKom, Chodesh El Hu Muvchor Hu Muchan Yoser, Shemekubol Tshuvaso Mishar Yemos HaShana. Lefi Sheyomim Eilu Heim Yimei Ratzon, Mei Eis Nivcharnu La'am. When's Nivcharnu La'am? You're almost right if you say Matan Torah. It's actually 3 days before Matan Torah. Beis Sivan, I'm sorry, was the Eis Nivcharnu La'am. Keshechotu Yisrael Be'egel, V'nishtabru Haluchos B'Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, V'achar Zem Ola Moshe Bahar, V'spal v'amr l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu p'salacha. P'salacha happened when? P'salacha was Chaf Tes Av. V'nisrat l'itein l'alokhles sh'niyah. So as Olav Rosh Chodesh Elul, the day after Chaf Tes Av. V'nishta Hashem ad Yom Kippur. Shoye Gemar Kapara. In fact, he brings from Tanya Be'Elio that all Elul, while Moshe was on Har Sinai, you know what Bnei Yisrael were doing? Yisrael Yunogim Kolos Mayom Tzom V'Tainis. Tzom V'Tainis, all of Chodesh Elul. And he's going to bring it. There is a minhag, by the way, which is probably not good for anybody to speak about in public, but whatever, it's a select group here. There's a minhag, because of that, to be Mis'ana all of Chodesh Elul. So, just for all the people in this room, he says, but those people who are learning shouldn't do that because it's Mimayit B'Melechas Shamayim, and you're learning, so not a good idea for any of you. But if you have any friends who aren't learning and they're working already, you can tell them this, the Chumrah of the Week. That's besides, of course, from Aseh Sechu. Aseh Sechu is Pasha, I'm just talking about El. L'kach, b'chol shana v'shan, me'orer od harachm l'mala, during these days, him Yimei Ratzon, El is Yimei Ratzon, L'fishek, k'sha'alam ma'ah. Well, L'fishek, and then there's a new perspective in terms of why we start blowing the shofar Rosh Chodesh El. We think it's to wake us to the tshuva. It's much more than this historical precedent. Well, L'fi, k'sha'alam Moshe. Remember, Rosh Chodesh El, he went up the third time to Sinai to get the second luchos. Taku b'shofar b'machane l'hodiyah Yisrael sh'lo yitu. Oh, the first time they made a mistake, they didn't realize the cheshbin when the 40 days actually finished and it ended up with Chet Egal. So we had an idea. We had, let's let everybody know exactly when he's going up. What they do? How do you let everybody know? You turn on the air raid signal. And they all found out exactly when Moshe went up. So because of that, token, b'chol chodesh. Fine. Of course, the Iker had to kios. Now that it has been instituted, is la'or le'v'am, la'achor li'bosam, she'oriru li'bosam le'tshuva, k'kein teva kol ha'shofa la'achorit. Yisrael Salanter, the Mashkech Cheren said from Yisrael Salanter, I don't know, I assume Machtab, I'm not sure where. What about nowadays, when the shofar doesn't awaken within us any kol, isn't machred us, doesn't terrify us, and Maisa doesn't? So it should at least on an intellectual level encourage us to seek other ways through which we could be ma'orer ourselves to tshuva. If nowadays I work, my psyche, the modern man's psyche works, that other things are ma'orer me to tshuva, so let the kol hashofar be an intellectual stimulus to motivate me to seek out other modes through which I could be nisara to tshuva. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, is deep psychological insights that I think resonate clearly with us. Fine. These are the sodos, Rishonim, the Achronim. The Chai Adam was saying that it's an Eis Ratzon. I want to tell you what it means to be an Eis Ratzon. An Eis Ratzon means two things. An Eis Ratzon means that there's a Chovas Avoda Misuyemes. Meaning, if this is Man Shuv, that means A, this is the thing that I'm supposed to, the Avoda of this man, the Avoda of this man is that A, I'm supposed to be doing this now. I'm supposed to be working on Shuvah. But it means something very different. It also means that which I'm doing, there's a special Siyata Deshmai in accomplishing this specific type of avoda. It's sort of like ShopRite has double coupon day on Tuesdays, Mashu Kaza. You do the same amount of avoda. If it's Tuesday, you get twice for your money. If it's Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, then you don't. That's double coupon day. Rav Aaron Kotler says in a different lashon. And Mrs. Raron, this is also quoted in that shir I heard from the Mashkiach in Chevron. I looked at Mrs. Raron, but he has basically a sefer, one of the three volumes of Mishnah Seder Aharon is El and Yom Noraim, and he has about 15 pieces or 17 pieces on El alone. So I looked at one or two or three of them. I didn't find this line, but I'll tell you the line. The words are phenomenal. Bizman ze b'ma'at omel yochol liknos mashaderech klal ta'on harbe omel zman. When we're talking about a time that has a siyata d'shmaya, it means that with a little bit of investment of energies and time, we could achieve that which normally takes a much greater amount of time and energy to achieve the same result. I was just talking to the head of the Skamash Kichon, Rabbi Bacon, And he pointed out that that could fit into what Reb Itzle Petterberger says in Koch Ve'or. There's a famous kasha on the Rambam. Why the Rambam says in Hilcha in Aser Simei Tshuva that he had that if you're a Beinoni, right, your chatz is a chus, it's machlokas, but Beinoni is. But let's assume Rashi says it like this. The Rambam seems to understand that your chatz is chatz. Yimash 50% mitzvahs, 50% averos, and therefore you have to do tshuva. Question is, no, you don't. Therefore, you have to give tzedakah. Therefore, you have to shake lulav. I don't know. Okay, not shake lulav. You have to do something. Why do tshuva? So Rav Itzle Petterberger says, because if you don't do tshuva, at the avera of not doing tshuva at a time where it's so potent is a greater avera than any of the other things that you could otherwise do. So if you don't do tshuva, then you can do all the mitzvahs all you want. But if you're not doing tshuva, the avera that you're doing is greater than any mitzvah that you're going to do. I think the idea here is the same as so. The opportunity that we have during this double coupons man, this Yimei Ratzon that started all the way at Matan Torah, is a chiyuv on us. But the way we were working in a funny way, I think Rav Asher Arieli in the mirror used to say, if you ever notice the Asher Yotzer signs hanging up outside bathrooms and washing basins all over Chutz La'aretz Yisrael, on the top it says, it brings down a bunch of sfarim from the Chavetz Chaim, from Tefilas Chana, Amiras Asher Yotzer, B'chavana, Segula, Shelo Yechela, L'chol Yomav, you're not going to get sick, you'll be healthy. Rav Asher Arieli said, why is it that you need a segula to say Asher Yotzer B'Kavana? You have to say Asher Yotzer B'Kavana because Allah is you have to say Asher Yotzer. Okay, but the mitzvah is, the way we work is when we know that things have a segula, they work in a, you get double for your money. That we hear. If you tell it, there's a mitzvah of the tshuva. Thank you very much. Okay. It doesn't affect us as much. But if you hear that there's a zman that when we do a little bit, it's going to do incredible things, a little bit that will go all the much further, somehow our minds are more open when we hear that kind of encouragement. When we're looking at Elul, and we realize that it's true, it's a zman of true, but the real work, of course, is going to be, Rosh Hashanah, says Mishnah, that's where the real work is going to be. I think to start getting into the real hardcore tshuva now, if you could, it's ideal, you should. Most of us aren't able to hold that intensity of the real, the vidi and the charata and all that kind of stuff the whole month. I think this is a good time to work on perspective, to set the groundwork upon which we will build our binyan, come Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Sort of like before you plant, you want to plow the ground, turn it all over, put some fertilizer into that. When you do plant, it will sprout. That's what I think we should do now. How do we build our perspective of looking towards tshuva? We have to set in our minds, I think there are two ways to do tshuva, Shari Tshuva. Rabbi Yonah says there are two ways. One is looking at Gadlus Achet, Gdulas Achet. As you're doing Yechipus Drachim, Yechikur Drachim, and you're trying to see what I did, how I did it, and was I good, was I not as good as I should have been. So you see, this is a big one, this is almost a big one, this is a really big one. That's one mahalach. I think what works much, but that works in a way that I'm not going to do it because it's a big one. What that means is that I have a headache, so I'm going to take a Tylenol. I have an infection that gives me a headache, so I'm going to take a Tylenol. I won't have the headache anymore. It doesn't get to the source of the problem. The second way that a person could look at his chatam, that Rabbi Yonah says, is not to look at Gadlus Achet, but at Gadlus Hametzaveh. Gadlus Hametzaveh. If it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so as small, as infinitesimal as it might be, by virtue of the fact that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei Melachim, that itself gives it incredible gravity and chashivas, not because of the chashivas of the Zach itself, but from chashivas of from where it's coming. Just Marshal Ma'an Dover Domer, orientation is on Sunday, right? So everybody likes, while you likes putting on good shows the first day when people come, and you'll see all kinds of balloons, and you'll see free food for the next, take as much as you can in the first 3 days because it's going to be less, so you're going to get free food. And it's going to be a lot of it, it's going to be delicious, and everything will be pretty clean. So imagine Mashal Davidon. Let's say the Gabbai wants to, it's Erev Yontif, the Gabbai wants the maintenance crew to clean up outside the basement. So he gives a call to maintenance and says, yeah, this is the Gabbai, the basement is talking, please clean up outside the basement. So they'll come, they'll sweep the floor, they'll throw it in the garbage, invite them. As opposed to, President Joel gives a call to maintenance, says orientation starts Sunday, the base manager building has to be clean. If you walk outside, you're going to see people licking the ceilings, You'll see them polishing with their own shirts the corners and the way you can't even see underneath behind the doors. It's going to be spotless outside. Why? Because of President Shon. Obviously, just the Sabre Sa'ozen, Godol HaMitzaveh. Godol HaMitzaveh. The godless of the Mitzaveh is more of the, it's more like an antibiotic. You're not saying, I'm not going to do the chait because the chait's bad. If it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the, I realize that anything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, is all and everything. Mamela is like the antibiotic that's getting to the source of the malady, not just the symptoms. Somehow, if we're able to raise our perspectives of godless HaMitzaveh, of godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this month, I think that would be an excellent way to build upon it a perspective and fertilize our minds to better able to actually do the hard work of tshuva that is set for us in a few weeks. It takes its bonus. It's not something that comes naturally. A person has to sit down and just think about godless habore. Godless habore. If it means that you have to look at the skies, you have to look at apples, like Rav Victor Miller would say, whatever it takes for you to do, the one thing that it takes a few minutes and it takes thinking. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't say, oh my goodness, Hashem is incredible. He's big. He's huge. He's incredible. He could do this. It's a matter of sitting, taking whatever it is, 5 seconds a day, 10 seconds a day, and think about godless habore, godless habore. Because if you do that, then the whole perspective on mitzvos and on tshuva, which is being mamre pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be entirely different. I think that's an idea. That's a goal that we could work for. And maybe even whenever something's called a vad, you're allowed to have a kabbalah. So sure, you can't have a kabbalah at the end, but if it's a vad, then you're allowed to have a kabbalah at the end. So since I wrote on a little piece of paper vad, maybe we could talk about a little kabbalah. No, I'm not going to ask anybody, I'm not going to check with you, and I'm not going to check with you because I'm scared you might check with me, and I don't trust myself. But having the hakara of godless habore, and more than godless habore, the fact that this is the esratzim and there's a kirvas habore, makes it easier, not just that it's a mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer, but it makes it easier to be aware and be conscious and be sensitive of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, because it's very simple. When there's a great person, if I'm a giant, right? I'm not a giant, but I'm 6'3", let's say. So if I'm over here, so I'm not so big. If I come closer to you, then Menashe, you see, I'm tall, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is big all year long. We're not going to talk about that. It sounds like I'm talking in childish words, but you understand what I'm trying to say. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer, then we're able, the closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more able we're able to perceive, whether it's the Metzius or the double coupon method, the school of Hizman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us, gives us the Yad Nishmaya to realize godless Habore, whether either one of those are true. The Metzius is that during this time, we are more able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mitzvah is closer, and Mimela bigger, and Mimela, when we look at godless Habori, we're able to be more sensitive to Chatanah. So I'd like to suggest, perhaps, when we say Shemona Esrei, the Ikud Din Kavana B'Tfilah, we spend, if you think of how much time we spend davening, it's kimat 2 hours a day. Okay, an hour and a half a day. An hour and a half a day, the Ikur of all those things is the first Bracha Shemona Esrei. It's not easy to have kavanah, especially because the nature of the bracha is not necessarily things that affect us immediately, in an immediate way. Baruch Atah Hashem. The word Atah. During Elul, when we're saying Atah, we're mamish speaking peh peh. I'm looking at you, Effie. I'm talking to you. You hear you, Effie. So it's different when I think that I'm actually speaking to you and you're standing in front of me. So during Elul, we're in that pachin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right in front of us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah. Maybe if we could try for as many times as we can to just think, during the Atah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm actually speaking to you. Once I'm speaking to you, you're closer, I'll think about it a little bit during the rest of the day, maybe. There's a Musa Seder night this year, the Kviyas after Maya. We're going to try, everybody, I know we haven't been doing it yet, but I'll just ask as a favor to me, but I think it could be have a big hashpah on the rest of the yeshiva. The front left corner of the Beis Medrash. I know I don't sit there. I sit in the back right. Other people of you sit in back left, back right, front left, front whatever, front right. If everybody could sit in the front left after Ma'ariv, even if that's not your seat, even if you don't concentrate well, you'll get used to it. The front left of the Beis Medrash after Ma'ariv at 10:20 for Musaf Seder, you'll see that it will snowball. will be a kernel of 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, 50 people will take that corner, and when everybody sees that everybody's in one corner, then I think it will have a hashpa, certainly on ourselves, on others as well. And of course, when we learn the Musa, so does not, we're not learning Erchus Yosher or any other Sefer B'Vikiyas. Musa is a different limud entirely. It's one we're trying to inculcate and integrate the ideas that we're reading into ourselves. It's not a matter of going faster, finishing Se'ifim, finishing Simanim, covering pages. It's not the point of Musa whatsoever. It's a matter of changing what's inside. So Be'ezus Hashem, hopefully, you know, when people talk about Yonim of Yerushalayim, which is the goal here, it's a chashuv thing, especially in a generation where there's there's so many people not learning. Even the people that are learning are so busy learning. Yerushalayim just somehow we forget about sometimes. But it's in Furshu Pasuk. Oz Nidru Yirei Hashem Yishorei Eyu V'Yakshiv Hashem V'Yikasei B'Sefer. I don't remember if I have all the words correctly, but the idea of Yerushalayim, talking about Yerushalayim, is a tremendous. You could help me. What's the So it's a tremendous zechus to speak together, one to another. You're speaking to me, I'm listening to myself. And we should all be mechazik ourselves and each other. And she's zechut to tzivich simetova. Shabbos. For those of you who are taking the tefillin, I have it in this...